Hi there. We have integrated purpose and ESG into our strategy 2025. Our purpose includes our passion to create impact for a sustainable future with sheet metal and beyond. And I'm having a little chat with Christoph Rüttimann, Chief Technology Officer at Bystronic. Christoph, at Bystronic, one of our main concerns is to drive decarbonization and resource efficiency. How do you and your team push that topic forward?
Yes, indeed. That is of great concern for us. The main efforts in R&D deal with the reduction of the so-called Scope 3 emissions. We aim for minimizing the emissions of our machines during their use at our customers. And one important aspect is the transition from CO2 to fiber laser technology. Bystronic is a pioneer in fiber laser technology and is pushing this transition since many years. Furthermore, we offer our customers to produce the nitrogen cutting gas by themselves, thanks to small nitrogen generators that can easily be installed at the customer's shop floor. And another product that I would like to mention are energy-efficient bending machines. They are based on novel electric or so-called servo-hydraulic systems, and the energy consumption can be reduced by more than 50% thanks to this technology. Furthermore, we try to source materials that are less greenhouse gas intensive, for instance, so-called green steel, which is produced in carbon-free manufacturing sites. This steel is currently under evaluation to be used in our cutting and bending machines.
Very interesting. Thanks a lot, Christoph. Software, I understand, plays an important role in the journey to becoming more sustainable.
Absolutely. Software is key. For instance, we apply advanced nesting methods to minimize waste. We enable our customers to maximize the yield of their production. This means that our customers can use the sheet in the best possible way. We also use software based on artificial intelligence to minimize the gas consumption during the laser cutting process or to find the best possible laser cutting parameters faster. This means less waste is produced for materials and trials. We are closely working together with startup companies that help us to improve our machine software and control product. Bystronic has particularly created an internal venturing fund to invest into promising startups that deal with sustainable products and services.
We also optimize on reducing the energy consumption at our production sites. What kind of efforts are on the way there?
Yes, that is correct, Stefan. One of the projects that we are working on at our production site in Switzerland and in Germany is a state-of-the-art energy center, which is aimed to utilize the heat of the groundwater. This will allow us to measure and control our energy mix in detail and give us the opportunity to take targeted measures to achieve net zero or even net positive factories. Furthermore, we are equipping step-by-step most of the roofs of our factories worldwide with solar panels. In Switzerland, in Germany, but also in the US. This allows us to cover more than 20% of our energy consumption with our own production from solar energy. And in China, we have applied for the so-called Green Factory Certificate, and which will most probably be granted to us before the end of 2022.
Christoph, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
And my name is Stefan German, Global Head of Corporate Publishing, reporting from Niederanz at our headquarters in Switzerland.